Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Gig Capital 8 Corp., GIWU, closes $253 million initial public offering, including full over-allotment exercise. Gig Capital 8 Corp., GIWU, has closed its $253 million initial public offering, including the full over-allotment exercise. The offering consisted of 25,300 units at $10 per unit, with 3,300 units sold through the over-allotment option. Each unit includes one Class A ordinary share and one right to receive one-fifth of a Class A ordinary share post-initial business combination. Trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market began on October 6, 2025, under the symbol GIWWU. Led by CEO and Chairman Dr. Avi Katz, Gig Capital 8 plans to pursue a business combination within 24 months, focusing on aerospace and defense, cybersecurity, secured communications, quantum command and control systems, and artificial intelligence. D. Boral Capital LLC served as the lead bookrunning manager, with legal counsel provided by DLA Piper LLP, U.S. and Elinoff Grossman & Scholl LLP. For more information, visit Gig Capital 8's website.
Lantern Pharma Inc., LTRN, CEO Panna Sharma, and new board member Dr. Lee Shellup discuss how AI can reshape CNS oncology drug development. Lantern Pharma Inc., CEO Panna Sharma, and new board member Dr. Lee Shellup discuss how AI can reshape, CNS oncology drug development. Lantern's RAR AI platform identifies optimal indications for precision cancer therapies. Dr. Shop reflects on lessons from developing ONC201 for H3K27M mutant glioma. Both leaders highlight AI's potential to accelerate regulatory reviews and clinical trial design, reducing drug timelines and costs. Lantern's new CNS cancer drug, STAR01, can benefit from these AI-driven insights. Lantern Pharma aims to challenge the lengthy oncology drug development timeline by leveraging AI and machine learning. For more information, visit Lantern Pharma's newsroom.
Safe Pro Group Inc. and Red Cat Holdings collaboration to bring cutting-edge AI threat detection capabilities to Black Widow TM drones. Red Cat Holdings is collaborating with Safe Pro Group to incorporate AI threat detection technology into drones. SafePro Object Threat Detection, SPOT-D, allows drones to identify and locate explosive hazards in real time. With over 2 million images processed, SPOT-D has detected over 36,000 landmines and unexploded ordnance. SPAI's technology enables Red Cat's Black Widow TM drones to detect threats instantly. The drones will also integrate with SPOT-D Navigation, Observation, and Detection Engine node, providing a powerful edge-based solution. Investors can find updates on SPAI in the company's newsroom. AI Newswire is a communication platform focusing on AI advancements, offering various services to help companies reach their target audience effectively. Trident Zoetic strengthens global leadership team. Trident Zoetic announces a major expansion of its executive leadership team, strengthening its scientific, financial, marketing, and business development capabilities. Dr. Jade Stinson is appointed Chief Science Officer, leading global scientific research and technology innovation. Yudi Sanun is appointed Global Chief Marketing Officer, overseeing worldwide marketing and brand expansion. Asad Sultan is appointed Global Vice President of Corporate Finance, leading the company's global financial strategy. Dr. Edward S. Gindi, MD, is appointed Chief Business Development Officer, driving strategic partnerships and international expansion. These appointments reflect Trident Zoetic's commitment to delivering secure, sustainable solutions across rare earths, quantum computing, AI infrastructure, and clean energy systems, advancing the world towards a cleaner, smarter, and more resilient future.
How you can support your loved one undergoing cancer treatment. Supporting a loved one undergoing cancer treatment can be challenging. Focus on the patient's evolving needs as they go through treatment, as many therapies take a toll on their physical and emotional well-being. Solagenix Inc., SNGX, is developing new solutions to address these challenges. Remember to be patient, understanding, and compassionate during this difficult time. Deloitte undertakes to repay Aussie government after official report includes AI errors. Deloitte, a global consulting firm, has agreed to refund part of the $440,000 payment it received from the Australian government after admitting to AI errors in a government-commissioned report. This highlights the challenges of new technology, but firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are working towards advancements in AI. Investors can find more updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. AI Newswire is a platform focusing on AI advancements, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Micropolis Holding Co., NYS American MCRP, partnership with NVIDIA to strengthen robotics developer position, support global expansion. Micropolis Holding Co., listed on NYSE American as MCRP, has partnered with NVIDIA to enhance its robotics developer position and support global expansion. By joining NVIDIA's Inception program, Micropolis gains access to advanced AI and robotics technologies using NVIDIA GPUs and Orin Edge computing modules as core processing units for its autonomous robots. This collaboration includes integrating NVIDIA Omniverse and Isaac Sim to create digital twins for simulation and testing of AI systems. This partnership strengthens Micropolis's position as a UAE-based robotics developer with global ambitions, following its expansion into Egypt and North Africa through an exclusive distribution agreement with Ericsio. Micropolis Holding, known for UGVs and AI-driven security solutions, is now a member of NVIDIA's Inception program, embedding NVIDIA's GPU and simulation technologies within its robotics ecosystem for enhanced performance and adaptability.
Investor News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTCQB ESAUF. Featured in Network News Audio segment, When the Dollar Blinks, Real Assets Take Center Stage, ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQB under ESUF, is featured in a Network News Audio segment titled When the Dollar Blinks, Real Assets Take Center Stage. The segment discusses the renewed investor interest in miners and metals due to inflation and currency volatility. ES Gold's focus on a tailings-first strategy at its Montauban project in Quebec positions it well to benefit from this trend, offering a low-capex, high-margin model to generate early cash flow. The company's commitment to responsible mining practices and sustainable resource recovery makes it a standout in the industry. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Green Energy Breaks, Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ NI, to begin trading on OTCID market October 13th. Following voluntary NASDAQ transition, Bollinger Innovations Inc., an electric vehicle manufacturer, will begin trading on the OTCID market starting October 13, 2025, under the same ticker symbol, BINI. This move aims to enhance operational flexibility and reduce compliance costs while upholding transparency through OTC's disclosure standards. Following withdrawal from the NASDAQ hearings process due to non-compliance with listing rule FEF55B2, Bollinger stock will transition to OTCID. The company plans to focus on expanding its commercial EV presence, exploring OTC market tiers, potential international listings, and a potential return to a national exchange. For more information, visit Bollinger Innovations Newsroom at /ibn.fm/bni.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.